Just a reminder, there is a sermon outline in the very last page of your worship folder if you choose to follow along with the sermon in that way. I thought I would begin this evening with a list that someone had made called the Murphy's Laws of Parenting. And maybe you can identify with some of these that made the list. For example, the later you stay up, the earlier your child will wake up the next morning, right? Or the gooier the food, the more likely it is that it will end up on the carpet. Or the longer it takes you to make a meal, the less your child will like it. A sure way to get something done is to tell a child not to do it. Or if the shoe fits, it's expensive. And lastly, backing the car out of the driveway causes your child to have to go to the bathroom. Can you relate to any of those? I'm sure we all can at some level. And about being a parent and raising children nowadays is tough. It's a challenging thing, not just being a parent, but being a grandparent as well. It's a labor of love. It's filled with sacrifice. As we know that being a parent, grandparent, being in family, there are moments where love hurts. And so we're in this series in Lent called Oh, How He Loves, looking at the love that God has for us as His child. It's a love that is huge, it is broad, it is high, it is deep. It is a love that comes to us in and through Jesus. We see that love on a cross when Jesus died for us. In fact, last week we looked at the cost of that love. And the cost that Jesus paid for that love for us is His blood. And so tonight, we're zeroing in and looking at a different angle, a different aspect of that love that God has for us, as we're going to see how God's love comes to us in many ways. You know, there's an exercise that I like to do with couples during premarital counseling, and I often ask them to complete this sentence. And maybe you think about yourself, how would you complete this sentence? I feel most loved when you fill in the blank. How would you answer that question? I feel most loved when you know, when your spouse cleans the house or when they cook for you or when they say, I love you. In fact, there's even a book I'm sure maybe you've heard of by Gary Chapman that actually looks at all the ways that we speak and receive love, looking at five different love languages. Maybe you've heard of these before. And just as it looks at love from different kind of vantage points, acts of kindness, words of affirmation, giving gifts or receiving gifts, touching or quality time, are just different ways that we show and receive love. But what about God's love? How does that love come to us? As we're going to see tonight, God's love comes to us in many ways. And the text for tonight is from Luke 24. It's a text that describes Jesus meeting with His disciples after His resurrection from the dead. He's about to leave the earth in what we know as the ascension, to go back home to heaven, to be with His heavenly Father. And He has these words to share in verses 46 and 47. I'll start. I'll invite you to join with me in just a moment, where He told them, Jesus tells the disciples, this is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And repentance for the forgiveness of sins, let's join together, will be preached in His name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And so Luke, he's about to conclude and finish his gospel. And he hits home a major theme of Jesus that he repeats to his disciples again, this key truth that about His mission and purpose and why Jesus came. And that His coming into this world, that His suffering, that His dying, and that His rising from the dead has all been for one thing, one goal. Any ideas? To forgive sins. To forgive us. And so Jesus is now sending His disciples out into the world to do that same thing, to call people to repentance in their sin, to proclaim not just sin, but to proclaim the forgiveness of sin in Jesus' name. And so that leads us to the importance of forgiveness. Have you ever thought about why forgiveness is just so important for us as followers of Jesus? You know, without forgiveness, We're separated from God. Without forgiveness, we stand as the enemy of God. Without forgiveness of sin, every day our lives would just be getting a little bit more filthy, a little bit more dirty, a little bit more just rough. The Bible says that all have an appointed time to die. From the moment we breathe in our first breath, the next destination ultimately is death. And so there will be a time of judgment. And without forgiveness, we would be without hope of eternal life. And when we die, we would spend an eternity separated from the Lord. Scary thoughts, right? But practically speaking, to forgive someone is to literally let go. That's what forgiveness in the Greek language means. Aphiemi literally means to release, to let go, to hand over. And by not forgiving someone or forgiving something, we're holding on to something that isn't meant for us to carry. Forgiveness means letting it go and putting whatever it is, our sin, the brokenness at the foot of the cross, and leaving it there. And when Jesus dies on the cross, that sin is taken away and put to death once and for all. Unforgiveness can turn toxic within us, within relationships. It can lead to bitterness and hate and resentment if we let it play out. And I'm sure you've seen this in the world around us today, or even in families, where originally just a hurt turned into bitterness, turned into hate, turned into resentment. But yet the Bible gives us a way out. And that way out is through Jesus. As it says in 1 John 1, let's read it together. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So what is the way out? Confessing our sin. Hearing the words of forgiveness given through Scripture. It's good news. It's incredible news. God doesn't just leave us in our broken places to say, good luck, fend for yourself, figure it out on your own. No. He looks upon us with love, compassion, and mercy, a grace that is given to us through Jesus on the cross. That's incredible love, isn't it? And so the forgiveness of sins isn't a hidden mystery for us to discover. You know, God's forgiveness isn't hidden away in the pages of Scripture for us to figure out over time. It's not something that comes to us through some secret knowledge or not some prize to win. In fact, Luke says that forgiveness is something that God sends to us. God gives to us. God brings to us. Paul says in Galatians 3 that when the time was right, God sent Jesus, who was born under the law, born as a woman under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, to make us family, to forgive us. This forgiveness transforms us inside and out. And as we live life in this word, that word changes us. It changes our priorities. It changes our home. As C.S. Lewis has said, that the more we let God take us over, the more truly ourselves we become. That's a powerful word, isn't it? That God loves you so much that He won for you and gives you the greatest gift a sinner could receive, the full forgiveness of sins. And God declares His love for you. God's love changes us. Reminds me of a story about a man who loved a woman very much with his whole heart. And her birthday was coming up. And he wanted to really express just how much she meant to him and how special she is. And so as she sat at work that day, a delivery man comes in with a bouquet of flowers, and on the flowers it said, "Happy birthday, I love you." And so he took her to a lunch date that day as well, and they went to her favorite restaurant. And as they're walking into the restaurant, there was a table, and on the table was a card, and on the card it said, happy birthday. I love you. And at the end of the meal, he gives her a gift to unwrap, and it was a velvet box, and there was jewelry inside, and he looks her in the eye and says, happy birthday. I love you. And coming out of the restaurant, she looks up, and there's this low-flying airplane that is pulling a banner, and sure enough, it read on this banner, happy birthday, I love you. And after work, when they got home, she sat and thought how nice, after all this had happened during the day, how nice the day was, and how special and how loved that she felt, and the doorbell rang. She opens the door, and there stood three people, and they start singing. It was a singing telegram expressing the love that this man had for this woman. You know, God doesn't send a singing telegram or banners with messages written across it that says, I love you, but he does give us his word, doesn't he? And on every single page of this word, scripture, of the Bible, the message is clear from Genesis to Revelation. I love you. God's forgiveness is daily and richly given by his merciful grace. Daily, yes, every single day, God forgives you. He forgives me. He forgives his creation. Who needs that forgiveness every day? I do. I don't know about you. We all do, right? We need that forgiveness that God gives to us every day. It is a gift. This forgiveness is like food for our body, air for our lungs. As Lamentations 3 say these familiar words, the faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Let's join together. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. You know, many of us live our lives a lot like an Etch-a-Sketch. Bear with me. Follow with me for a moment here. You know what an Etch-a-Sketch is, right? You can kind of do that image in it and kind of shake it, and then it all goes away. You know, but so many of us live our lives, every mistake, every harsh word, every mess up, it just stays right there on the screen for us to see. Every night when we lay our head on the pillow or when we wake up every morning, there it is. We try to scrub it away with things that we do, with our efforts, but yet the lines are there every day. And yet Luke 24 reminds us tonight that when Jesus opened their minds, the text says, he gave them a new perspective of the cross and what the cross was all about. This cross isn't just something that happened in the past, some historical event, but yet it is God's picking up that Etch-a-Sketch of our lives and giving it a divine shape, right? God comes to us to make us new through his resurrection, through the cross. That screen is wiped clean, not because the sin didn't happen or the mistakes didn't happen, but because his love is more than our sin. His love for us is more than our failures and our mistakes. And so tomorrow morning when you wake up, the screen is blank again. His mercies are made new, not just once, not just twice, not just three times, but limitless. David himself, King David, knew of this incredible love of God that he had for him as he writes in Psalm 103 about this love. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our sins from us. He's forgiven us, right? That is love. Jesus loves you, my friend, with an enormous love. Praise be to him who loves us and makes that love known to us in many, many ways. Heavenly Father, we come before you. We thank you for that love that you show to us daily, richly, abundantly, that comes to us in so many different ways, but most importantly, through your Son Jesus, who died and rose and gives us new life. We need forgiveness, not just today, but every day. But maybe our lives do need a little bit of shaking up, that divine shakeup through the cross. And we pray that you would do that tonight. remind us why you came and what your mission was. In fact, we were your mission. We thank you for that, Father, for the love that you show us richly and abundantly. In your name, we pray. Amen.